I came from a queer radio background. Like I had done queer radio since high school. Like I had seen an ad in like what was like an actual paper newsletter and had like started doing this like really at the time ridiculous show that like got better. But I also like came from like a downtown Toronto station with like tons of queer programmers. So like for many years I was like the Pride programming coordinator, and we do like 70 hours of queer programming in a week. And when I got to Guelph, like I don't know that there were no out queer people on the radio, but there was no queer content at all on CFRU. And we brought in a queer show because this person from a campus group had complained about homophobia on one of the white boys hip hop shows. It wasn't actually the host, it was the guest who had said something offensive. Though of course the host is responsible for the guests. It had aired live and like the person had heard it and had written a complaint letter. So when I addressed her complaint letter, I was like, "So now that we've dealt with this complaint, are you going to do a queer radio show?" And she was like, "I guess so." And I was like, "No, but seriously, are you?" And so like this kind of younger student queer collective came together and wound up doing a show that had its ups and its downs as far as the success story goes. Like it wasn't just like perfect off the bat, but it created content that like definitely had an audience that had not existed on the air up until then.